Thank you, Madam Vice President. The European Union thanks the Deputy High Commissioner for her update. We note Nicaragua's involvement in its universal periodic review and urge the authorities to implement recommendations meaningfully. We call on Nicaragua to extend cooperation to the OHCHR, the Group of Experts, and other human rights mechanisms, and fulfill its reporting obligations under treaties it ratified. The EU remains deeply concerned about the continued deterioration of human rights in the country. We echo the worries on the recent constitutional reform, which would further undermine human rights, democracy, and the rule of law through concentration of powers. It is of paramount importance to respect, protect, and fulfill human rights in accordance with Nicaragua's international obligations. We call for lifting restrictions on NGOs, civic and democratic spaces, freedom of movement, freedom of expression, and the right to a fair trial, and to reverse laws on denationalization. The EU is concerned about ill treatment during detention as well as violence against women. The EU calls for the release of political prisoners, halting persecution, and combating discrimination, including towards indigenous peoples, the clergy, and the families of those in exile. The EU reaffirms its unwavering support for the Nicaraguan people and to efforts aimed at finding a Nicaraguan-led, democratic, peaceful, and negotiated solution to the crisis through meaningful dialogue. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, if adopted in its current state, how would the constitutional reform impact the holding of elections? I thank you.